We are bracing for grim job numbers this morning. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. We are about to get the Labor Department's monthly employment report for April. This is an estimate of the actual numbers of people employed and unemployed in the U.S. And it is most likely going to be one of the worst in recent memory. We already know that more than 33 million people have filed for jobless benefits since mid-March. And as bad as the jobs numbers are most likely going to be, they will not capture the full picture of unemployment due to the pandemic. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
As bad as the numbers look, the April jobs report can't capture the full scale of employment loss since the pandemic began, says Erica Groshen. She was the Bureau of Labor Statistics chief economist in the Obama administration.
This is a shock unlike anything else we have sustained.
Groshen says the official unemployment rate is likely not counting many who've lost their jobs. That's because the standard definition of an unemployed person is someone who hasn't had paid work and has been actively looking. But in the pandemic, millions have been laid off or left a job and aren't hunting for a new one.
People who say that for now, I'm not working and I'm not looking for work until I feel I can be safe out there.
Also, it may not count people out of work caring for others in the pandemic.
Who maybe made the decision to stay home and homeschool or take care of elderly relatives because they don't want them endangered.
And it's going to be hard to gauge exactly how much job loss is temporary, just until companies reopen and workers get called back. Joseph Bruswellis at RSM Consulting has been tracking jobless claims.
Many of the initial claims were classified as furloughed, but are becoming permanently unemployed.
Meanwhile, many who still have jobs aren't working or earning nearly as much as they used to, says Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter.
You can either be laid off, or you could take a 20, 30, 40, even 50% pay cut to keep your job.
In a recent survey, ZipRecruiter found that about one in four job seekers has had hours or earnings cut, or both. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Trump administration officials had a conference call last night, Washington time, with counterparts in China. After the call, the White House issued a statement saying the phase one trade deal is on track. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live with the details. Nancy, haven't heard much about trade in a while. What did the administration have to say after this call?
It's from the Treasury Department and the U.S. Trade Ambassador, and they say the two sides discussed economic and trade issues, including the Phase 1 agreement, which just went into effect in February. They say both countries, quote, fully expect to meet their obligations under the agreement in a timely manner.
Is that likely? How likely is that?
It's going to be difficult. Remember, under this first phase of the trade agreement over the next 2 years, China is supposed to increase its purchases of U.S. products by $200 billion over a 2017 baseline. In the first 4 months of this year, while China was struggling with COVID-19, Chinese imports from the U.S. were down.
This statement, this conference call, this is all a huge change in tone for the administration. What's behind that?
I think it's meant to ease the tension a bit. President Trump has been scolding China, accusing Beijing of withholding information in the early days of the coronavirus outbreak. At one point, Trump was threatening more tariffs on China, but last night's statement says there's been good progress toward making the agreement a success.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much. Checking markets, the FTSE in London is up 1.4%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also up in the 1 to 1.2% range, with the Dow future up 285 points. As if coronavirus couldn't disrupt more things in everyone's lives, we can add to the list weather forecasting. It turns out there's a lot of atmospheric data gathered by commercial airliners, and you probably see where this is going. Air travel has fallen off a cliff. Atmospheric data on temperature, wind, humidity from these flights is down 90% in some regions, down 75% in the U.S. The World Meteorological Organization said Thursday it was concerned about how this might affect weather forecasts.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
I know the days bleed into one another these days. What does Friday even mean anymore? So here's a reminder. Sunday is Mother's Day, and it's going to be a different kind of Mother's Day, with a lot of businesses still closed and people keeping at least 6 feet apart. The usual brunches and shopping trips and maybe even hugs aren't happening. So how are people celebrating Mother's Day? Marketplace's Megan McCarty Carino has more on that.
You can bet there will be a lot of takeout and video chats and
a mask for my mom from a friend of mine who makes them using beautiful vintage fabrics.
Tina Duryea in Norwalk, Connecticut will also be bringing some potted flowers to her mom who lives nearby and leaving them on the porch from a safe distance. The pandemic has shifted how consumers are spending for the holiday, says Catherine Cullen with the National Retail Federation.
Consumers might want to give their mom a device to help her stream entertainment and video chat.
Books, gardening, and housewares are also popular this year, but spending on experiences like spa treatments or meals out has dropped off. Still, Mary Star Hope in Marin, California, will be giving her mom the experience of song. She's going to sing her the Merle Haggard tune, Mama Tried.
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading.
And this year, a lot of folks are trying to be a little more creative. I'm Megan McCarty Carino for Marketplace.
Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Alex Schroeder. Our engineers are Brian Allison and Jay Siebold. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.